This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba says it is government's responsibility to create peaceful environment to make everyone participate in the election. Congress Vice President Purna Bahadur Khadka assigned as acting president. Resignation of Madhya Province Chief Minister Satish Kumar Singh accepted. Provincial head calls for claims to form a new government. Follow-up for patients with serious illnesses will no longer require re-referral. Registration of writ petitions resume at the Supreme Court starting today. And 80 South Koreans missing in Cambodia scam center row. Now the news in detail. The responsibility of acting president of Nepali Congress has been assigned to Vice President Purna Bahadur Khadka. Addressing the meeting convened at the party's central office in Sanipat today, President Sher Bahadur Deoba announced that Vice President Khadka has been assigned the responsibility of acting president. He cited health issues as the reason for his inability to attend the party's meetings. Meanwhile, President Deoba said the second day of the Gen Z rebellion of September 9 will be recorded as one of the darkest days in Nepal's history. Deoba also emphasized that it is the government's responsibility to ensure a peaceful, impartial and secure environment so that people can participate in the elections spontaneously and without fear. He said the government must focus its attention in that direction. The former Prime Minister expressed concern that the Constitution of Nepal, which was drafted by a popularly elected constituent assembly, is now at a risk. Chief Minister of Madhya Province Satish Kumar Singh from the rostrum of the Madhya Province Assembly has announced his resignation from the post today. Chief Minister Singh announced his resignation without facing a vote of confidence today, the last day to seek a vote of trust from the Province Assembly. The Province Head of Madhya Province, Sumitra Subedi Bhandari, has accepted the resignation submitted by Chief Minister Satish Kumar Singh and has called for claims to be submitted for the appointment of a new chief minister. Meanwhile, Speaker Ramchandra Mandal postponed the meeting of Madhya Province Assembly until next notice, citing it is not necessary to seek vote of confidence after the announcement of the chief minister's resignation. With the resumption of registration of writ petition at the Supreme Court from today, 6 writ petitions against dissolution of House of Representatives have been received so far. All the activities except registration of writ petition on habeas corpus urgent petition and hearing were suspended after the Supreme Court was completely damaged during Gen Z protests occurred on September 8 and 9. Writ petitions against House of Representative dissolution are being received one after another. Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala said study was underway for the registration of the writ petitions against House dissolution received at Supreme Court. A full court meeting held on the 12th of October had decided to register writ petition and conduct hearing from today. The Health Insurance Board has announced that patients with severe illnesses once referred from the first point of service will no longer require a second referral for follow-up treatment at the same hospital. The board made this provision to address the various difficulties insured individuals were facing when the initial services at the first point of care were inadequate and they had to visit a referral center again. According to Punyamaya Guragai, Under Secretary at the Board, once a patient has been referred from the first point of service, a repeat referral is not necessary for follow-up treatment. The Board clarified that this provision applies to patients suffering from severe illnesses such as cancer, heart disease, kidney disease, head injury, spinal injury, sickle cell anemia, Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease. Families with extreme poverty ID cards, severely disabled individuals, leprosy and HIV patients, those with complex tuberculosis and senior citizens above the age of 70 no longer need repeat referrals for follow-up treatment at the same hospital. The Nepal Calendar Determination Committee has announced the auspicious hour for observing this year's the ritualistic Tihar Tika. According to Committee Chair Professor Sambhu Prasad Thakal, the auspicious hour for Tihar Tika, also known as Bhai Tika, has been set for 11:39 a.m. on Thursday, October 23. It is a traditional practice for brothers and sisters to exchange Tika on this occasion. Committee member Professor Devmani Portal said, there are no strict astrological restrictions preventing people from receiving tikka in the afternoon. However, it is recommended that state dignitaries observe the ritual at the auspicious time. This year's Tihar festival, also known as Yama Panchak, will commence on Saturday, October 18. The Kak Tihar and Dhanvantari Day will both be observed on Sunday, October 19. On the morning of Monday, October 20, Kukur Tihar will be celebrated. In the evening, Lakshmi Puja is observed by worshipping the Deepavali Hindu goddesses of wealth Lakshmi, along with the celebration of Deepavali festival. The worship of cows, oxen and the self will be observed on Wednesday, October 20. 2. The ritual of self-worship, known as Mahapuja, is an important tradition of the Newar community. The committee also states that October 22 also marks the beginning of Nepal Samvat 1146, the new year according to the Nepal Samvat calendar. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Recharge karna hoos ya balance transfer girl. Call detail data voice ko status taha pauna. Gift back pathauna. Wa fiber internet ko jankari pauna. Sajilo cha hai anti app. Aile nai download garo. 1GB data free ma prapta garo.
Play store wa app store bata sajile. Nepal Telecom ko app download garna sakincha.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepal Policy Institute, NPI, has submitted policy recommendation to the Election Commission urging it to make arrangements of voting by Nepali citizens living abroad. The NPI submitted a 9-point recommendation on voting arrangements for Nepalese abroad and upcoming elections to Election Commissioner Janaki Tuladhar, other officials and Secretary Mahadev Pantha. Noting that many countries allow overseas citizens to vote through various methods, it has suggested Nepal adopt a mixed internal voting system for Nepalese abroad. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. 80 South Koreans who were possible victims of fake jobs or scam centers were unaccounted for in Cambodia, South Korea's foreign ministry told AFP Tuesday. A foreign ministry official said between January and August this year, 330 South Koreans were reported to have gone missing or been held against their will after entering Cambodia. The safety of about 80 people has yet to be verified. The ministry added that they are cross-checking the figures with police data at home to avoid overlap. At least 14 people have died after torrential rainfall led to the collapse of a Venezuelan gold mine. According to Al Jazeera, the National Risk System announced on Monday that it has launched recovery efforts at the mine in the southern El Callao municipality with bodies found in the separate shaft. Bolivar State's Operational Zones for Damage Assessment and Needs Analysis Agency said a command post has been set up in the town of El Callao to coordinate operations. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba says it is government's responsibility to create peaceful environment to make everyone participate in the election. Congress Vice President Purna Bahadur Kharka assigned as acting president. Resignation of Madhya Province Chief Minister Satish Kumar Singh accepted. Provincial head calls for claims to form a new government. Follow-up for patients with serious illnesses will no longer require re-referral. Registration of writ petitions resume at the Supreme Court starting today. And 80 South Koreans missing in Cambodia scam center, row. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.